Good morning. It's Yom Aleph, Parashas Vayera, Tavshin Pei Aleph. Now, let's begin what I hope should be a series of a few weeks to discuss some very interesting topics relating to the mitzvah of Kibud Avim. And we'll begin with really what seems to be like a general question. And the question is, what are the parameters really of the mitzvah of Kibud Avim? We all know what the Gemara says, what the items that the Gemara specifies, that those are miyuchad, you do these things, those are Kibud Avim. We'll see in a minute what the Gemara says in Kedushin. But then the question is that only limited to what the Gemara mentions, or there's much more Kibud Avim really? Is it the letter of the law? Is it the spirit of the law? What does Kibud really mean? What's included, what's not included? And I think we have to take this from a two-pronged, we have to look at both sides of the coin. Some people here, Baruch Hashem, still have parents, one parent or two parents, and we know the challenges of being the kindness mitzvah. The Gemara says it's the most difficult mitzvah, right? And on the other hand, we are parents and we have children, right? And it's true that Shulchan Aruch says that a parent should try not to be machbid. He shouldn't make it difficult for his child, because since the mitzvah is so difficult, we don't want to give the child a hard time. But the same way we view it towards our parents, it in turn goes the same way. What is our children's obligation towards us as parents, and how should we view that? Meaning, in order to fulfill that Shulchan Aruch, not to be machbid, let's understand what is the mitzvah, and to know what it means not to put the child in the position where they may be over the mitzvah of Kibud Avim. So let's begin, of course, with the Gemara in Kedushin, the famous Braisa, that the Gemara says on the bottom of Laman Aleph and Beis in Kedushin, Toner Rabbanon, Ezehu Meira ve'Ezehu Kavod. There are two mitzvahs. And we'll see that they're very much related. Some of the points we'll mention are actually a question which category they fall under. And the Braisa says, what is Meira Avim and what is Kibud Avim? We know there are two psukim, Ish Imoy Vav Tiro, and then there's a pasuk of Kabbadis Avicha Vesimecha. Moira, says the Gemara, the Braisa, loy oimid b'mkoymoy, not to stand in the father's usual place, a place that he has, a miyuchadik, a place that's meant only for the father or the mother. V'loy yoyshib b'mkoymoy, you should not sit in the parent's place. V'loy soysa, as the verb, he should not contradict the parent. V'loy machriya, and he should not be machriya, which I'd like to speak about that a different week, what the word machriya means. That is a machlekes in the Rishayim. Kibud is what we want to focus on today. What is Kibud Avim? Machel, to feed them. Mashke, to give them to drink. Malbish u'mechasa, to clothe them and to cover them. Machnes u'maitzi, to escort them in and out. Oh. So, the Gemara clearly gives certain items which are included in kibud. What's kibud? What is kibud? It says, kibud, machel, mashke, malbish, mechasa, machnes, maitzi. Six things. That's it. Doesn't mention anything else. So what about things which are not included in these six? And let's broaden the question. Let's assume for a moment that even other things that you can do for a parent, if your parent asks you to run an errand for them, not go to the grocery. Going to the grocery would be machal umashke. They ask you, please go to the drugstore to pick up a medication. I think that's obvious that would be included in the same kibud av. No different than servicing them by bringing them in and bringing them out, running an errand for them, or doing any chore, helping them in any way which would benefit them in the same way that machal umashke, machnes umaitzi would, that would also fall under the category. Now, the question would be, what if the parent requests of the child not something to do for them? Not, please get me something, please do something for me. The parent tells the child, I want you to do a certain thing, and the action has no bearing on the parent at all. I'll give you a mashal, an extreme mashal. The parent tells the child, I want you to vote for a certain person in the elections. Yeah? This is the guy you should vote for. What does that have to do with the parent? Are you benefiting the parent by voting for a certain... He says, he's the proper candidate. He's the person you should vote for. That's who you should vote for. You have to listen to the parent. What if the parent tells you, I want you to only live in a certain place? The person is making a life decision where he's going to live. The parent says, I want you to live here. And the child feels, no, I want to live elsewhere. Or we'll see a case.
That's a different case. You live here, so then you kind of mitzvah to them because you can do things for
So let's say the two areas, it's just a question of a block, right? Meaning, in either the, not talking about a child wants to move far away and he won't be able to be mekayem in the midst of kibbutz because he'll be at a distance. Either way, he's going to live in the same neighborhood. The parent says, that block, I don't like the people there. Don't live on that block. You should live on the other block. Or we'll see another case. Comes to Shaduchim, right? A child, this happens all the time, and it's a question that's come up throughout the ages again and again. It's mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch. A child wants to go into a certain Shaduch, and the parents are not happy with the Shaduch. They feel either that the prospective chasen or kala is not what they were looking for, or the family is not bakavadik for them. They say, very nice, you like this prospective kala, but we don't want to be mishadak with these people. Right? It happens all the time. So, do the parents have a right to tell the child that kibbutz aim, you have to be mechabed our will, what we want, and you should follow our decision? Or no? Perhaps, since this is not included in the areas mentioned in the Gemara, maybe this is not included in the mitzvah of kibbutz aim. So let's see what the Shulchan Aruch is going to say, but let's just take a step back first to what the Gemara says. It's based, some of this discussion is based on the Gemara in Yevamos, which brings a very famous drasha about kibbutz aim. We're not going to get into all the particulars in the Gemara because it's a complicated sugya. So we're going to stay simple. I'm just going to take out the point that we want to understand from this Gemara. We all know there's a concept, a shas klal called asei deich alois asei, right? The person has an asei and a lois asei, right? The mashal, the mitzvah of mila is deich shabbos. Asei deich alois asei, right? Even though there's an iser shabbos, you have to do mila anyways. Or if you have, let's say, the Gemara talks that a person has a tzaras, we know you're not allowed, a person is asur min hatorah to remove a tzaras. The person is afflicted with tzaras, but if the tzaras is in the makam of the mila, the person does the mila and he removes the tzaras. Why? Asei deich alois asei. Now the Gemara says, what about if the lois asei is a lav sheyesh bekaris? Or if it's a lav sheyesh bekaris, maybe then the asei should not be strong enough to be deich of the lois asei. And there's a whole discussion in the Gemara Yevamos over here. And the Gemara wants to bring a raya from kibbutz aim. Let's see what the raya of the Gemara is. It's on daf hey amid beis in Yevamos, towards the bottom of the amid. Sakadai dechamino teisi mi kibbutz aim. The Tanya. The Gemara brings the following brayse. Yochol yehei kibbutz aim deich haShabbos. We would have thought that kibbutz aim is deich haShabbos, meaning if the parent tells the child to do something which involves chil Shabbos, we should listen to the parent. And this is a very, very famous drasha that the Gemara brings. Talmud loymar. No, it says in the pasuk ish imayva aviv tiro ve'etz shabsoisai tishmayru kulchem chayovim bechvaydi. The Torah is being megalot to us. It's revealing that even though you have the mitzvah of kibbutz aim, make sure ve'etz shabsoisai tishmayru. Don't be mechal Shabbos just because the parent told you to do so. So you have the iser of Shabbos, which is a lav. You have the mitzvah saseh of kibbutz aim. It does not. It's not doicha, but why not? Because you have a special drasha that tells you kulchem chayovim bechvaydi. Zot the Gemara, my lav. What did the parent tell him to do over here that the Gemara thought we should listen to the parent? Dom alei shchoitli basheli, which would fall into the category we saw in the Gemara. The parent tells him, I'm very hungry. Please go shech me an animal. Cook for me on Shabbos. Make me some food. Which that is the regular iser of bishul on Shabbos, shchit on Shabbos. These are lametes malachas. V'taima, the cause of rachmana. The only reason why he does not listen to the parent is why? The cause of rachmana es shabsoisai tishmeru. Because there's a special pasuk that tells you, don't listen to the parent, keep Shabbos. Halav hachi, if the Torah wouldn't have told you that extra word of shabsoisai tishmeru, dachi. So what do you see from here? You see from here, even though Shabbos is a lav sheyesh baikares, the asei of kibbutz aim would be doicha that lav. It would push it away. Over here, there's an exception to the rule by the mitzvah of kibbutz aim because the pasuk tells you shabsoisai tishmeru. But in generally speaking, the rule would be that asei is doicha even a lav sheyesh baikares. The Gemara, no, it's not true. Lav de loy, lav de mechamer. What that Gemara was referring to is the case where a person is leading an animal on Shabbos, which is laden with baggage, whatever's on top of the animal. And Rashi points out that not every Isser on Shabbos is an Isser of Misa. We know that a person is over one of the Lametes Melachas is a Chi of Skila. And here what the Gemara means is if there was no Edim, then the person can't kill him in Bezim. If there was no Edim, then he gets Karis Misa B'dei Shamayim. But if a person leads an animal, which means he didn't do anything with his hands, a person just walks in front of the animal and the animal understands that it has to follow the lead of the master, that's called shvisas behemta. He's causing the animal to work. And we know the pasuk says ato bincha avdcha v'amosecha uvehemtecha. Even the animals have to rest. So that is just a lav, but it's not included in the lav mites malachis that be chayiv misa for. So the Gemara said that when the Gemara told us that the father says be over chil Shabbos, right? Chil Shabbos, yes, you have to listen. Why? I mean, you don't listen. Why? Kochem chayev mechvaydi. So if it wouldn't have had kochem chayev mechvaydi, you would listen. So what do you see from the fact that you would have had to listen? Do you see? I say no, you don't see that, because the only time it was, the only case that that's referring to is where the father told the child to be over what, to walk in front of the animal. But if the father would have said cook for me on Shabbos, avadi, you don't listen to the father. That's a lav sheish bekares. You certainly do not listen to the father. Oh, so let's continue a couple more lines in the Gemara. Fret the Gemara. If that's the case, el the kaimelon the asya asay v'doichel loisasay. The halacha is, we know that if you have a regular loisasay, then nasay is doichel loisasay. Ligmar mehacha de loy litchi. So what does that mean? That since you see by kibud avayim, if the father told him to be mechamer, walk in front of the animal, which is a regular lav, it's not anything special. Walk in front of the animal. That the reason why that the halacha is that you do not listen to the father. So why is it that we find in all of Shas that Aseh is Doichalois Aseh? Let's learn out from here that Aseh is not Doichalois Aseh. You see that the Torah is telling you by Shabbos, if the father tells you to be over one alav of Shabbos, you don't listen to him. So let's use this as a source and learn out from here to all of the rest of Shas. So the Gemara says, V'chitemeno, maybe not, Shani Lavi, the Shabbos, the Chamiri. We're going to try to go through these two lines quickly because we want to get really to the answer of the Gemara afterwards. The Tanya, the Gemara wants to suggest maybe we can't learn that from here because Shabbos is more chamer than other lav. The Gemara says it's not true, because I'll show you the same concept. Actually, it's very important, these two lines as well. The same concept exists not only by Shabbos but by other Yisurim as well. What about if a father tells you to be over a different Aveira, not Shabbos? The Gemara brings a Braisa. Let's say you have someone who's a Kohen, Yaakov, and Yaakov Yehuda, and your father tells you, Chalila, go into the Beis HaKfaris. Go in anyways. So you listen to him? The Gemara says no. Or Al Tachzer. A person is going to do HaShavas Aveda. His father says, don't give him back the Aveda. I want you to do something else now. Yocho Yishmaloi. Talmud Loi Mar Ish Imoi V'Oviv Tirova Shapsayse Tishmaru. Kulchem Chayovim Bechvaydi. The Gemara, Elam Mishum De'ikla Mifrach Ma'la Hanach Shekin Hech Shemitza. The reason why this Gemara is not a source for all of Shas to say that Aseh is not Deichel Lois Aseh. Again, the rule in Shas is Aseh is always Deichel Lois Aseh. But here you find three cases. Number one, the father told him to be Mechamer on Shabbos. Number two, the father told him to the Kohen to go into the Beis HaKfaris. Number three, the father told him, don't do HaShavas Aveda. What's the halacha? He does not listen to the father. Right? And the Gemara brings a drasha. Why is that? The reason why you don't listen is, obviously it's a drasha, but the reason why these cases are different than any other Aseh Deichel Lois Aseh is because these things are not inherently a mitzvah. They are only Hechsher mitzvah. What does that mean, it's Hechsher mitzvah? Let me ask you a question. When the father tells him, go into the Beis HaKfaris, what's the mitzvah? Tell him, go in. Go. So what's he doing? What's the Hechsher mitzvah? What's the mitzvah itself? Anyone knows what the mitzvah is when he tells him to go in? We want to say that it should be Aseh Deichel Lois Aseh. The father says, go in. He's a Kohen, he's not allowed to go in. What's the Aseh that he's fulfilling here? Kibud Avim. What's he accomplishing by going in? What's he accomplishing? He's doing something for the father? All he's doing is he's listening to him. Right? He's only listening to him. So Tosva says, on the bottom, certainly the case is that the father told him, bring me something from the Beis HaKfaris. The father saw there was some food in the Beis HaKfaris. He said, bring me that food. Or, don't give back the Aveda that you want to give back because I want you to come help me now, take me to the grocery store. It doesn't mean, Stam, he's saying, go into the Beis HaKfaris for no reason. Because if that would be the case, certainly, that's not a mitzvah. That's not the mitzvah of Kibud Avayim. The father says, Stam, Mishagas, go into the Beis HaKfaris. That's not Kibud Avayim. So, what is he telling him? Go into the Beis HaKfaris because there's food into the Beis HaKfaris. Still, what do you see? What does the Gemara say that's called? Hechsher mitzvah. When the guy walks in and he becomes tummy, that itself is the mitzvah? Is that the mitzvah itself? That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is when he brings the food to his father. In order for him to bring food to his father, he has to go into the Beis HaKfaris and become tummy. That is merely, so it comes out that when his father tells him to do the aseh, the aver that he's going to do in order to fulfill the asay is only a hechsher mitzvah. Oh, and that's why over here, don't look in Rashi Yankee Stein, because Rashi learns an entirely different pshat. The narrative that I am giving here
is walking to the grocery store is part of the mitzvah. It's a hechsher mitzvah. Walking to the grocery store.
You're saying, what point does the...
No. Because this is the step.
It's not the Zed Bima Tami is the Hechsher Mitzvah. The Hechsher Mitzvah is going...
So it's true. Maybe even the walking is part of the Mitzvah. Right. But becoming Tame is not inherently part of the Mitzvah. Right. You're saying that it's not possible to get there without... You're correct. But the Gemara is saying that Lamais, since there's two steps, other cases of Asedei Chalosis. Let's say we mentioned the case, the person has to do a Bris Milah, but there's a Taras on the Bris Milah. There... It's bad bivad. It works together, right? You can't. There's no two steps. So the Gemara calls that hechsher mitzvah, right?
By in regards to the mila, that's the whole shaila about whether bringing the knife is considered part of the.
But he is going to the store. You know what? He goes to the store, but there's no way to go to the store without the knife.
The question is the same.
You can't go to the store. The way to the store is through the basic parts.
There's no other way.
That's what the hechsher mitzvah is like. That's going to the store is part of the store. When you look at the hechsher mitzvah becoming tummy, that's the lav.
If there's no other way of getting
the lav, you have to look at what the dasek is the hechsher mitzvah, not the lav.
Taisus puts it into two steps. Now let's just ask for a moment. Let's go to the Ramban on the next page here, and the Ramban says, ask the following question. And this is really the source of this halacha. It's from this Ramban. The Gra will see in Shulchan Aruch brings this Ramban. Other Rishonim also who go along the same lines. Vim Taima. The Ramban asks, "V'haloi mikivon sha'amal le'oviv chamar acha behemtecha." He understands that mechamar is the same idea, that it's not the leading of the animal itself which benefits the father. That was only when the father told him to do that aveira, that will bring him to a place where he'll be able to get food for the father. I don't know why he had to lead the animal there, but again, it was broken into two steps. So very good. He wants to say, we mentioned before there are two steps, that he's going to get the food, and then on the way to get the food is where he's going to be over the aveir. But if the father told him, do this, so just the very fact that the father said, do this, that's the mitzvah. Even if he's not going to reach food afterwards. We're saying that this is Hechsher Mitzvah because it leads you from here to the food that he's going to bring the father. What about just going because the father said to go? The father said, go do that, right? Why is that Hechsher Mitzvah? The fact that he's listening to the words of his father in and of itself should be the mitzvah itself. His father says, do this. So that itself is a mitzvah. Every time a person listens to his parent, that should be the mitzvah of Kibbutz Avim. Why is it only a mitzvah based on the fact that later he's going to bring something back to his father? Look what the Ramban says.
What the father said. Did the father say, bring me the food? But what the father said.
What the words of the directive were, or what the intention of the father was?
What did he mean to say? Did he say, just go there? Or did he say, bring me the food?
Now, so the father understands in order for the son to be able to get there, he has to walk through. He said, go get that. Let's use that phrase. Go get that thing. So the going itself is part of the mitzvah. Let's see what the Ramban says. Dr. Ramban, now it's not so apparent, but here begins already the teretz of the Ramban. Dr. Ramban, ein ikir kavod, the main part of kavod of kibud aveim, el amasha amru b'kiddushin, ezehu kavod, machiloi, mashkeyu, malbishay, maniloi, v'chulu. What the Gemara said over there, only those things are the essence of kibud aveim. And of course, it's not limited to those very specific items. V'chol davar sheyesh lehanoboy. When you give your father hana, again, not only food, you give him something else, right? A person even bathes their parent. The mashal, I don't know if it's covered to do that, but any hana that a person could do for their parent, that's included. Avo oma loy lases davar she'ein loy hana oshel klum ein ze kovid she'omra teira. V'chein ma she'omru yochol oma le'ov lehitame lahavi peiris ka'omar avo hitame lechinam. Anything a parent says, do this, Dr. Ramban, it's not part of kavod. Even when a father says, go into the Beis HaKfaris, and the reason why is because he knows there's food over there to bring back to the parent, so going into the Beis HaKfaris is only a hechsher mitzvah. Why? That's not part of the mitzvah itself. The mitzvah is only machiloi, mashkeyu, that's the mitzvah itself. And let's say he tells him to do something which has no end game of a hana at all. He tells him, just go into the Beis HaKfaris because I said so. So then, it certainly is not part of kibud aveir. Now, the halacha over there would be there's an aveira. He's not allowed to do it. But in terms of, is it included in a mitzvah? A parent gives a directive to a child, I want you to do that. And Eloi Hanomimen, he has no direct benefit from that thing. He has no Hanosa Guf from that mitzvah, from that directive that he gives the child. Look, Raman, it's not included in Kibbut Av Ein. What's the tumbling over here? Now I want to hear it.
Breathing only the last child with Raman.
What do you mean only the last child?
But
everything else is part of the mitzvah.
Oh, you say once?
Yeah.
So what does the Gemara mean when it says it's a Heksha mitzvah? According to the Ramban? There are two very diverse pshatim here in the Gemara. Rashi takes the Gemara in a whole different direction. Even in pshat. So we have to avoid that. Just not for clarity's sake. But that's how I understood the Ramban meant Heksha mitzvah. You could take a look at Taisis also. Taisis brings from Ben Hanan and the Ri. Also, this pshat.
Here means Hanasa Guf.
Right. That's what he seems to say. Similar to what we find in the Gemara, Machiloi, Mashkeyu. It has to be something like that.
I'm getting I know that you listen to
me. Right. Everyone has I know when you listen, right?
He has Kairos Ruach that we listen to what he's not talking about.
Correct.
That's what that's
excused.
Oh. So let's see what the Rama brings, this famous case from the Marik. It's at the very last halacha of Simon Reish, the very last halacha of Kibbut Av Ein. The hand points over here where the Rama begins. Hagah. V'chein, im ha'av, Simon Reish, Memon Yerideya, it's Sifchav Hei in the Rama. Hagav v'chein ma'av moiche beben lisa eze isha sheyachbeitz. Yeah? Fals says, he's moiche. He protests. I don't want you to marry this woman. This is not the woman I intended for you. This is not the type of girl I want you to marry. She's not firm enough. I don't like her family. Whatever the reason may be. There could be 100 reasons why a parent is not happy. Could he stop the child? Zokter Rama, he cannot. Ha ben ein tzorich l'shmoyalav. He does not have to listen to his parents. What? Oh, so the question is, here's the big question. Your mother doesn't say why. Why does he have to listen? His parent tells him, don't marry this girl. I don't like her, right? Why does he not have to listen? It could be one of a few reasons. Well, you want to tell me he has a mitzvah to get married. He says he has to marry this girl. Maybe we should marry somebody else. Or maybe you say, no, the mitzvah is in front of him. He wants to marry this girl. That's it. This is the mitzvah. It's inyan of mitzvah. We know, like we said before, the father cannot tell the child to be over a mitzvah. That kochem chayav mechvaydi, the Torah tells us, the ase of kibbut av ein is not doicha other mitzvahs. Now, maybe the reason is for it, it's not clear what the reason is. The Marik who the Rama is quoting, brings several reasons, and it's not clear which one of the reasons is the main reason. And based on which one is the reason, is the main reason, there will be a nafkamina, what the halacha should be in other cases. If the intention is, because it's a mitzvah to get married, that means that if the parent gives you a directive which is not in contradiction to a mitzvah, you have to listen. The parent tells you where to live. I wanted to live on one block, and he tells you to live elsewhere. Let's say he's not going against the mitzvah. It's not like getting married. So then you would not have the exemption of the Rama. It's not clear what the Rama means. Let's see what the Gra says.
You said, I don't like this girl, but marry that girl. Yeah. So that would change.
It's still... It may also be based on the fact that Gemara says in Kedushin that Aser La'adam L'Kadosh Isha Achi Rena, that you have to marry the person that you want to marry. Yeah. Maybe that's what overrides the parents' rotten.
He's dating two girls. The father says not.
Oh, he's willing. He's willing each one.
Excuse me, no time.
Whatever it takes.
So, what does the Gra say over here? How does he understand this halach of the Rama? Look in the Gra over here. It's in the middle of Sifkat Lamed Vav. He quotes a different beer agra. I in Tosfos Yevamos the Ramaster Shekain Venira Vizelosh in Haramban Varash. We know the Gro was famous for his brevity. He wasn't very myrich. He says, look in Tosfos, look in the Ramban, look in the Rashba. Acha Shehir Bulahakshus Apirish Rashi Shom. They write Kosvu Venir and Divir Rabbeinu Chananel Dalav the Mechamer Koy, which we saw that the Gemara is talking about Mechamer. I don't want to get into include what he's trying to come lafuke. For Avapi. The halach is you don't listen to the father. Why? The Gemara says lefisha ein ikir kibud ela b'mash yesh lehanok meishakasa b'kiddushin ezel kibud only machil mashkeyu and the like. Avol omar loy lases dover she ein loy b'hano. You do not have to listen to him because it's only a heksha mitzvah. Umasha amru yochel omar loy aviv li hitamei. Even when the father told him, go into the Beis HaKvaris, loy lechinom, ela lahavi peiros, mevi mi Beis HaKvaris echiyotze. V'chein amalei al tachse, don't give back the Aveda, kedei shelo yevatel melahachiloi. And that's why the Gemara said, These things are Hechsher Mitzvah. Why is it a Hechsher Mitzvah? Because the mitzvah itself is a Dovah Sheyesh Lehana. The father wanted him to go bring him food. Don't give back the Aveda because I want you to be busy taking care of me. But if the father is just telling him, do something else, Stam, go into the Beis HaKvaros for no reason, for that he would not have to listen to the father. And this is the opinion of the Gra. It's quite clear, the Achronim quote this Gra as well, that he holds anything which the father does not have direct benefit from is not included in Kibud Avim. So it means the father wants to sort of what we call boss around his child and tell him, do this, do that. You don't have to listen, according to the Gra. This is the opinion of the Gra. What was that? Why is that direct hana?
Because it could be a lawyer's ruah for him if he has the wrong daughter-in-law.
Oh, so what you're saying is, Lamaisa, if these things are mitzayirim, right? Or let's, even if the child lives in a place he doesn't want him to live, Lamaisa, it bothers him afterwards, right? It does bother him. We're not talking about that the father's just trying to drive him up the wall. We're talking about that the father genuinely has an interest, a personal interest, let's say, not for the good of the child, maybe even for his own interest, that he wants the child to live in one place and not the other place. Why? Because his opinion is, not because he'll be able to serve him better, then it would taka fall under the category of machil mashgeyu. But in his opinion, this is the right thing to do. And it bothers him, right? Or like the case we mentioned before, the father tells him, you got to vote for a certain person. You know how passionate people get about politics. If he votes for the other guy, this is really going to irk him. He's going to be annoyed at him. It will make him really upset. So why is it not for Chav Chavid?
Father will never know.
Oh, so that's another question. Wait, he'll never know. What if he'll ask you afterwards?
First of all, you're not alive with Shalom. So someone's like, he'll never see Zonsi. He'll be getting mad. It's right in front of his face.
Shalom wants to move out of town. And the father is the parent. Because I'm not going to see you. I'm not going to see the grandchildren.
It does, we're not talking about something which it makes no difference. It does bother the person. Correct.
I'm going to see the grandchildren.
Right, correct. Not because he could serve you better, but you're going to enjoy it. Correct. Oh, so that's mamish this question. The Gra says, but the Gra seems to say, ein lehana mimenu. The way I understand what the Gra is saying is, he has no direct hana from it. Hana sagof. That's not including hana sagof. When the father says, go over there, he may also have a hana for some reason. He has a mishagas. He wants him to go there, right? Go into the Beis HaKvaros right now. Doesn't make a difference. If that's not considered hana sagof, and that would not be included in the mitzvah. Now let's see what the Aruch HaShulchan understands the Shulchan Aruch. Also, this the Aruch HaShulchan actually takes a more chumradik approach. He writes over here as follows. He goes back to the beginning, we'll go back, it's in Simen Reish Mem, in Ois Mem Hei, which is again the last piece of Aruch HaShulchan in Kibud Avim. Look where the hand begins. For Oid Kosav. And this is the halacha that the Mechaber said before this Ramah. Talmud Shereis Olechas Lamakam Acher Shubatech Sheyira Simen Brach B'Talmudei. A child wants to go to a certain yeshiva. Maybe it's not close to his parents. He's worried he's going to get caught up with the guy. Because he feels he's going to learn better there. So there, it has to do with learning Torah. It's a different halacha. Different halacha. One second. Any mitzvah that a person wants to do, but then look how he connects this into the Ramah. That what? V'del l'shoyne v'chein im ha'av moicheh b'ben lisa eze isha shi'achbeitz b'ha'ben ein tzorech l'shmer l'av ad kan l'shoyne, and says the Aruch HaShulchan on that u'pashetu d'chein u'b'chol var mitzvah. So his understanding of the Ramah is, why doesn't he have to listen to the parent? Simply because getting married is a mitzvah. And when it comes to a mitzvah, he has to marry the woman he wants. That's included in the mitzvah. The one that he wants, not like you mentioned, David, you said, let him marry the other one, right? No, because he doesn't want that one. And included in the mitzvah of getting married is to marry the woman that you want to marry, not just to marry anybody, right? So since it's a mitzvah, but what does that mean? Anytime the parent gives the child a directive, which is, and it's not against a mitzvah, he would have to listen to anything, not only Hanoi Sagof, like the Gra said. The Aruch HaShulchan, clearly he's understanding the words of the Ramah, that the reason why he doesn't have to listen is because it's a mitzvah. Anything which is not a mitzvah, you would have to listen to anything. Even something of the nature of who you should marry, where you should live, what you should do, what type of job you should take. It would all be included in the mitzvah of Kibud Avim. So let's see over here a very interesting approach.
The Marshal said, what is the Mashkeh?
Why is it Machilo and Mashkeh? So we'll see something about that in a moment. It is addressed. I believe that question should be addressed through the words of the Chazon Ish. But the Sefer HaMakna,
regardless of what the parent says, that you have to do even if the parent doesn't say it. Other stuff maybe the parent has to say.
Could be. Correct. No. Let's see in a minute. Let's see what the Sefer HaMakna is going to say. He makes sort of such a chilek. The Makna is the Sefer HaFlo. We know the Panam Yafis. He wrote a Sefer on Kedushin called the Sefer HaMakna. And he writes a different approach entirely to this whole concept. And let's tackle it. It's easier reading. He writes very beautifully. His lashon is very beautiful and easy to read. Tan Rabbanan. He goes on this gemara. Ezu mara v'lo seisir es dvarav. Nire zokt the haflo the sefer makta the chol davar she metzavali of anything the father commands the child af bedavar she ein lo aviv shum hanomi menu she ein le bechlal kibud. He already concedes that's not covered because covered we know what covered is. Covered means you have anam. Afilu hachi ein le ben shum hefsid mimenu. Im ein leben shum hefsid mimenu. He has no hefsid, monetary hefsid. Bechzeu bechlal meira. This, he says, will fall under the category of what? Of meira havim. Why? Shim lo yishma loy have a kaseiser as dvarav. That's like contradicting him, which is not so simple. The simple understanding when the Gemara says meira means not to contradict, means the father says one way and he says the opposite. What if the father says do this and just by his actions, he's not listening to them. Is that also contradicting? Look, they say, that's considered a contradiction to the words of the father. The father said, do this. And he doesn't listen, right? He doesn't say, he doesn't answer back. He keeps quiet, but he doesn't listen to what the father told him to do. Zog to say, even, he, right, the father said, go vote.
Right.
He doesn't vote, he's busy, he's doing other things. He wants to, not a monetary loss, that's something else. Monetary loss is, we'll see maybe in a different discussion that is not toich, kibbutz is not toich, but Stam, he wanted, he had something else he wanted to do today. Sheval tase, but the fact that he's not listening, Zog to say, for makta, that's soiser as dvar, that's contradiction. But why? He says not the whole simon over there is mostly about kibud avim. It's moira as well, but mostly about kibud. And it seems that the Shulchan Aruch was talking about kibud avim. He says no, that's not the reason why. The reason why is because, excuse me, of moira. V'neir the muchach came mihad amar leel im kain. Ma Talmud Lemer Ish, Mineshi Ish Rishos Bailo Leo, the Kibin the Kro Mayer Memoira, Ma Shayich Rishos Bailo Leo, Bechohani the Choshev Gavimoira. Let's talk about this right after this year. There's not enough time, I don't want to be Mayer too much, but there's a very Gishmak Rai he brings to his point. Then he writes, let's go two lines after the underline. Vechain Mashman Behold Amel Kamon, Mayer Humitzes, I say Bechohani 1 second, actually. After the underlines, 4 lines later. V'chein mashman behadik omar biyavamis. My love, the omar loy shchoitli ubasheli. Mashma dafka sha omar loy v'loik omar stam. My love b'shchita ubishel. The hainu im ein lo ove b'shabas mayechal have amid the motel lishchay le'afil im haya b'inyan she'ef shal lasis me'esmo el meshum the chsiv kibun the kosav kro gabi meiru. Now, basically, what the Machlis is trying to say is as follows. This whole discussion that the Gemara mentioned, that the father is telling him, do this for me, go cook for me on Shabbos. Not listening to him would be contradicting him. The Gemara says, Machilo Mashkeyu is covered. The whole Gemara, like you pointed out, of Machilo Mashkeyu is covered, is where the father said nothing. It's where the son has his own understanding that in order to take care of his parents, he should go ahead and do things for them. He should take care of them, right? Hey, take care of a parent. Machilo Mashkeyu. That's the way to take care of them. But let's say the parent never instructed him to do anything. What's that? Again, that's kibud. That would be kibud. Let's say the father would tell him, do this, do that, cook for me, do for me, even an Indian of Hana. That would fall under the category of meir. Because once the father makes a statement, not listening to him would be contradicting him. No matter what he says. Tells him to do those same things, which would be kibud avayim, but once the father tells him to do it, not listening to him suddenly becomes much more severe. Why? Since he said so, by not listening, that's called contradicting the parent, and that would be an iser of Moira Avaim. And therefore, the Sefer Makna as well learns, anytime a parent says to do something like the Aruch HaShulchan, unless it's against the mitzvah, if he doesn't listen to him, he must listen to him. Not out Kibud Avaim, but because of Moira Avaim. If he doesn't listen, he's contradicting what the father wants him to do. Now the Chazon Ish over here brings, it's in the Chazon Ish, is in on the Gemara Kedushin as well. It's in Simon Kuf Mem Ches in Evin Ezer. He quotes Tosfos, which also goes with the opinion of the Ramban. Look in the third line over here. V'kach Chosav HaRamban. It's in Divrei Maaseh Tosfos Divrei Maaseh Rabbi Yehuda. In the third line, he quotes the Ramban and the Rashi Ben Yevamah Zdavav Eviyam Hagra, which we saw. Umiyu Kasha. The Hakasu Tosfos Laman Alfam and Beis. Divrei Maaseh Rabbi Kibbutz Shem Yushami. The Ritzayin Zehu Kibbutz. He has a very difficult time understanding the Gra's opinion that only things which are hanas aguf are included in kavod. We know the Gemara talks about Rav Tarfon, that his mother, he put his hands down on the floor, that his mother should walk on his hands. And Tosfos quotes of the Yerushalmi that says, Ritzoino zehu kibuda. Anything which is the will of the parent is included in kavod. So he says, seemingly, this gra which says that only hanas aguf is included is against that Tosfos. It's against the Yerushalmi which says, anything which is the rotzen of the parent is included in kibud avayim. That's what he's bothered by the Chazanish on the opinion of the Gro. V'ma'av roitze b'takonis b'noyu mitztayer kishenoyse isha she'enu l'rotzen av loma yehera asher l'tzaroi. This is the question we mentioned before. Why should it be mutter to cause pain to the father by not marrying this person? Okay, if you say it has to do with a mitzvah, it's a separate discussion. But let's say it's not, it has nothing to do with mitzvah. Or let's say cases of where you live or what job you take, which is not a mitzvah. I mean, to take a specific one over the other. So then if that's the case, if you cause pain to the father by not listening, if the Yerushalmi says, Ritzoino zehu kibuda, so by causing the parent pain, that would be against the mitzvah of kibud av v'aim. There should be a bittul of that mitzvah. V'ma'av ritz mitzakonis b'nei mitzak, sh'nois isha sh'ein l'rotzen av, l'oma yehira asher l'tzare v'einu b'chlam m'ra, v'loma dovaze kalmi soise dvara b'achros hadas bovad. I'm not sure if suddenly he's jumping over to what the Sefer HaMakna said. Not exactly clear to me what the kavana of the Chazanish is with this line, but then he brings like this: V'hagrozal sayim the baraj b'mashma dafka le'inyan dechias lav loychoshav aseishal teira ve'efshe the kavanas harajba the mikal mokem huchiv deiraisa shaharei rotzen hatera bekibud av uvemayroi ella sheiker hu asei hu bekibud shomachila mashkeyu v'chein shekosu teisa shuas v'maska hatera bechatsi shir. I'm not 100% sure exactly what the levels of the Chazanish are. I'll explain as much as I understand, and if the Dalim wants to chime in, the floor is open. The Chazanish seems to be saying that it's true. The Gemara seemed to say that only things which the Av has anah from it are included in the Aseh of Kibud Av V'Aim. But he wants to suggest that within the mitzvah, the Eiraisa of Kamedes Avicha V'Esimecha, there are tiers. Meaning, there's the Guf HaMitzvah, which he holds as the highest form of the mitzvah, and those are the things which are mentioned in the Braisa. Machiloi, Mashkeyu, and the like. That does not mean to say, Dr. Chazanish, that if a parent gives a directive which is not hanoyis aguf, and if the child won't listen, it will cause tzar to the parent, that that's not included in kibud av. It is included in kibud av. He may be saying that even the gro agrees to that. It's included in kibud av. It's only not included at the highest level. I don't know if the highest level means you have more tzar for that, but there's something called the main part of the mitzvah. Like we mentioned at the beginning, there's the letter of the law and the spirit of the law. But spirit of the law doesn't mean over here that it's flexible. You can do it, you can't do it. It's included in the mitzvah. It's not mentioned specifically in the Braisa itself, but it's still part of the mitzvah. What's the difference between these two levels? Is the difference is when you talk about Aseh being Doich Elois Aseh. When Aseh is Doich Elois Aseh, so the Aseh which is Doich is only an Aseh which is mentioned clearly in the Guf HaMitzvah, the mitzvah itself, which that would be limited maybe to only these categories of Machile Mashkeyu. If you have a mitzvah which is only, we'll call in the spirit of the law, just to do things for him which are not included in Machile Mashkeyu, that would not be doicha lois aseh. At the end of the day, none of these things are doicha because the Gemara brings a pasuk, kolcham chayavim b'chvoidi. But he's saying it's not part of the aseh which is mentioned mefurish in the pasuk in terms of the fact that it should be doicha. But in terms of what's included in the mitzvah, let's say there's no aveira on the scene over here. Just the parent tells the child, do this thing. So not only would machile mashkeo and the like be included, but even any rotzen that the parent has, and by not following that rotzen, it would cause the parent pain, it's also included. And Baruch, you mentioned last night that it would come to play over here a question, and Yanki, you mentioned this also before, if a parent is not going to find out. We're talking about over here, if the parent says, do something for me, so obviously, that's very obvious. If you're not going to do it, the parent is going to have tzar, or he at least won't have the cover that you're supposed to provide for him. But let's say the parent tells you, like you said, in the elections, right? Vote for a certain person. So you don't have to tell them. You won't tell them. It seems, from what the Chazanish is saying, it's not the idea that just listening to them. It's if you don't listen to them, you're going to cause them tzar. So maybe you don't have to do it, and you don't have to tell them, because as long as you don't cause them tzar, then It's not included in this issur, but it seems pretty clear that at least the majority of the Achronim do learn. It's interesting because in the contemporary Achronim, in the Chuvah Svarim, they don't talk about this so much. I thought there would be more discussion about this. Not much. But it does seem that the consensus is that the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em is not limited only to those things mentioned in the Braisa. Rather, even the mitzvah Saseh itself, the Braisa of Kibud Av V'Em, includes things which cause a benefit, a nachas ruach, or convert, not listening to it would cause a tzar to the parent. That's also included in the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em.
Kibud or Meira?
Or perhaps Meira. The Machne is saying Meira, and some seem to understand, the Aruch HaShulchan seem to understand Kibud. There's a strong rye that the Imre Yesher Meir Arik brings to this, that there's a halach in Shulchan Aruch, just to mention, I would be remiss if I didn't mention this raya. There's a halach in Mefurish earlier in Shulchan Aruch that says, Ha'av shetives b'nai, the father tells the child, Lo yadavim plani, I don't want you to talk to this person. I don't like him, don't talk to him. V'shelo yimchalei adzman kotzev, that guy ba'avod you, don't be meichalim. V'haben ho'yeretzel ispais miyad, he wants to be meichal the person, he wants to move on with life. The father says, I'm machbid, I have a kapeda not to do it. If not for his father's kapeda, he would go ahead and do it. He doesn't have to listen to his father. Why not? So the Taz says, why? Because you're not allowed to hate another yid. If you're in a fight with another yid, you have to try to make shalom with him. Unless the person's in avayin, there's something else. But if, let's say, the child and someone else had a fight, and he wants to make up with him, or let's say, Rahman al-Sandar, people have family feuds, right? And two siblings don't talk to each other, right? And sometimes the next generation, the children decide, you know what? We had enough of this. We're going to make up with the other side. Father says, what? You're going to talk to one of my siblings that we had a fight with? Nothing doing. You better not talk to him. Does the child have to listen to the father? He doesn't have to. He doesn't have to listen to the father. It's a very sensitive topic. A person has to do with Chachma.
It's an Avera.
So he's saying, but the only reason why he doesn't have to listen to his father is because it's an Avera. Listener is to hate another Yid or to be in a Machlekes. It's an Avera. If not for that, he would have to listen. What's the father's business when you're talking to somebody else? Why is it the father's business? Teretz is. Your Meir Arik, what?
It's not when we say, which we think of in terms of big mitzvahs, there's mitzvahs of the Fneiver, for instance. He's putting the son in each one of these categories. He's telling the son to do something which the son doesn't want to do. It's the Fneiver also.
So that's an Aveira for the father. In addition to what the son has to do, that's an Aveira. Correct. Correct.
The whole Tzivui doesn't come into play because he's telling him to do something.
You want to say that Tzivui is not even a Tzivui? Right. Because, no, but that's based on the fact that the son doesn't have to listen to him. Okay,
no, there's a great.
There's a good question. There are a lot. That's a lumdish discussion you could have about if something is a mitzvah only for the child and not for the father. There's a.
The father has own set mitzvahs also. He's not letting create my plug. It's the model. Right?
Correct.
He's not a creative system.
You're saying that gets stopped, that mitzvah gets stopped even before it doesn't begin because the tzivui is not even a tzivui.
It happens all the time. People say, my mother was talking, she calls me, she starts telling me Lashon Hara about this cousin, that cousin, what are you supposed to do?
No, but sometimes there's a good reason. Like, you had David and Shlomo with Shimi, right? He told him to kill him. Because there was an underlying reason. So to over here, if there's a reason why the father is telling his child to separate from the other person.
Let me say, there's no reason. Let's say it's just an Aveira.
You still had to Lashon Hara because it's a parent.
But you have to call you have to call a parent even though it's going to be afterwards.
Like you know they're going to say Lashon Hara.
Because you have to do the mitzvah. What happened afterwards is not your business. You might come to your house and talk Lashon Hara. Your mitzvah tonight brings to the house.
I'm just saying, but the Meir Arik and the Meir Yesha also brings a ride from this Shulchan Aruch clearly that any other directive that a parent gives, he doesn't want a person to be friendly with a certain person. He doesn't want him to be neighbors with a certain person. The case that Meir Arik actually was that if somebody called him, I'm trying to remember which side of the family it was. One set of parents didn't want that the children should go visit the other set of parents, right? You think this is from today, such a thing? This is from Amol. Rabbi Arik was about 100 years ago. And he said that in Europe already, this happened that, I don't know if it was her parents who said that they can't visit his parents or vice versa, whatever it was. They said they had a kpeda, that they have to listen. Rabbi Arik Lamaisa said again that Shalom Bayis is an inyan of a mitzvah. They don't have to listen. But if not for that, he writes, maybe it's not such a mitzvah because you don't have to go all the time. You can go. You can go only sometimes. Only on if he writes, you're married. You can go only on if you don't have to go all the time.
She has to listen to her husband before her own parents.
So I don't remember which way the Shiloh went. Yeah. Who had which? It was the husband or the wife. But he brings down this Taz over here. He says clearly that if it's something which is not an Aveir, then you would be mechuyf to listen to the parent for everything. So it's not an easy mitzvah. We saw the Gemara. We start off with the Gemara that Kibud Av V'Em is maybe the most difficult mitzvah. But then again, the Shulchan Aruch says that's why I preface by saying that it goes both ways. That we as parents should look at it not to be machmed, because you see how easily it falls into the category of kibud av v'em. As much as a person can, he should try not to have it paid on the child if he sees the child is heading in a certain direction. It's really what they want. And it's not an aveir, it's something which is just a matter of choice and preference. The parents should try to, you know, find it within their goodwill to allow the child to do it.
Can I ask you?